meaning that they have a common view. These synoptic Gospels refer to the three New Testament Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and are considered synoptic because of their similarity. With the inclusion of the fourth Gospel of John, we have the canonical Gospels. In 77th Pearl, the Perpetual Tree, the Gospel of Mark is often referred to in comparison to Thomas, as it is known to be the first of the three synoptic Gospels written. The other synoptic Gospels are considered elaborations on Mark. Biblical scholars have suggested that there is another source, and it becomes apparent that this is indeed the Gospel of Thomas. It is the cryptic nature of significant portions of the Gospel of Thomas that categorized it as a heretical text to the early church authorities. Christian apologists argue that the sayings, which are not in the New Testament, are words a typical rabbi in the time of Jesus would not have spoken. 77th Pearl, the Perpetual Tree, concurs with this point of view. Yeshua was a man that had an entirely new message, a message that was ahead of its time. In the New Testament, we see the disciples of Jesus ask him why he speaks to them in strange riddles, yet all we find in these accounts is a narrative interwoven with fantastic feats, which are supposed to prove his divinity. In the New Testament, there is nothing about these strange riddles and mysteries that explains what we are, or our deep connection to the Father source. These things which they considered strange and difficult to fathom were omitted.